Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mom gave birth to fourth child and died just 5 days later. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. An intracerebral hemorrhage killed Kathleen Thorson just a few days after the mom gave birth to her fourth child. And God honored this woman's selfless last wish by saving 12 other lives. There's never a good time to lose a loved one. But the unexpected death of Kathleen Thorson came just 5 days after the mom gave birth to Teddy, her fourth son, with husband Jesse Thorson. A few days after coming home from the hospital, they rushed Kathleen to the emergency room. It turns out she was suffering from an intracerebral hemorrhage. But even with several surgeries, doctors couldn't stop the severe bleeding on her brain. Kathleen's condition deteriorated to a point where she could no longer survive, said Richard Stubbs, the person overseeing the fundraiser for the family. No one expected to be saying goodbye so soon after this mom gave birth. The loss rocked her friends and family, but especially her husband Jesse. While grieving his wife's death, he had four children to care for alone: Danny, Grace, James, and newborn Teddy. But even in the midst of such heartache after this mom gave birth, Kathleen's family remembered her gracious spirit. There aren't many words to be said except that we love her and we will miss her with every breath we take. Through all of this hardship, her love, life, and magic are still felt. The tribute on the Thorson GoFundMe page read. And a reminder of Kathleen's selfless nature remained in her final wish. Before her death, Kathleen Thorson said she wanted to be an organ donor in the hope she could be the answer to other grieving families' prayers. As was her wish, we are doing everything we can for her to be the prayed-for miracle of life for certain others in need of organ donations. Richard Stubbs wrote, God already used Kathleen to perform a miracle each time this mom gave birth, and now, even in her death, God again used her to give life. It's hard to imagine anything good coming out of the death of a mom who just gave birth, but Kathleen Thorson knew she'd die one day, and when she did, she wanted to be an organ donor so she could help others. It's certainly a noble cause, but no one could have imagined the incredible impact Kathleen would have. God granted Kathleen's dying wish. He blessed it. Upon her death, Kathleen qualified as a viable candidate for all of her organs. As a result, she was able to donate an almost unheard-of 12 organs, including her heart and lungs. That's 12 lives saved by just one woman. And the odds just go to show God's hand is behind it. The nurse told Jesse the chances that someone is a candidate of this magnitude is less than 1 in 1 million, Richard reported on the GoFundMe page. But anyone who knew Kathleen already knew that. God is also working to take care of the Thorson family through thousands of strangers who are sending support. When celebrity Kristen Bell got wind of the mom who gave birth and then passed away, Babyline Hello Bello awarded Jesse with a year's worth of diapers and wipes. And as the Kathleen Thorson story spread, folks from all over started making donations to help with medical costs, funeral expenses, and to make up for Jesse's lost wages. In fact, the response was so great, Richard Stubbs ended up stretching the goal from $50,000 to $95,000. The donations just kept coming and reached nearly $130,000 in less than a month. With this money, Jesse will be able to pay important bills, cover much of the medical costs, and spend more time with his children while he and his children navigate this new path, Richard said. Jesse also plans on fulfilling Kathleen's dream of making a beautiful garden in their backyard. Richard encouraged others to honor Kathleen Thorson by being a little bit more like her. Look for the hand of God in your life every day, he says, along with several other suggestions. None of us know how long we have on this earth, but it certainly seems as though Kathleen Thorson spent hers well. Not only is the love she spread evident in the family she left behind, but also in her amazing sacrifice to use her death to help others. We are praying for God to send his peace and comfort to the Thorson family during this difficult time. And we also pray that Kathleen's organs will go on to provide a long and happy life to all who receive them.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
An 84-year-old Army veteran spent 16 hours on floor after fall, but then his cat saves his life. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. After 84-year-old Ron Williams slipped and fell while home alone, his cat saves his life, and the Army veteran is still around to share the inspiring animal story thanks to his furry angel named Fluffy. One day, a friend stopped by with a special surprise for Ron Williams, a male cat named Fluffy. "I looked at him, and hey, I just fell in love with him," Ron said. The 84-year-old Army veteran and Fluffy cat hit it off immediately. But no one realized at the time Fluffy would be more than just a beloved companion. He'd become Ron's hero too, after the heroic cat saves a life. On the day Ron Williams fell while getting out of the shower, it was the perfect storm of calamities to make for a possibly very tragic ending. For starters, the 84-year-old was all alone at home, except for his faithful companion Fluffy. When he fell, he landed in a position where he couldn't move at all. He also left his life alert device in the other room on the charger. And while Ron's cell phone was in the bathroom with him, it was out of reach on the counter. "My arm was pinned under me, and the hours kept going by," he explained. Ron Williams had no choice but to lay in agony on the floor, hoping and praying someone would find him before it was too late. Thankfully, though, God already had a special angel in place for that. He'd brought Ron and Fluffy together so the cat could save the life of his injured owner. Once Fluffy came to live with Ron, the 84-year-old veteran would spend much of his day narrating for the cat what he was doing. "The phone would ring and I would say, 'Ring-a-ding,'" he explained. What Ron didn't realize was that God was already laying the groundwork for the day he would fall. Ron laid on the bathroom floor from 8 a.m. until midnight. Thankfully, though, he had Fluffy in the room to keep him company. But the cat would actually go on to save his life, too. As the prospect of someone finding him grew grimmer and grimmer, the elderly man turned to Fluffy in desperation. "I said, 'Ring-a-ding, Fluffy, you're my only hope,'" Ron recalls. And he was. "It wasn't even 5 minutes later, I felt something hit my hand. And I'm here because of it." That something was Ron's cell phone. From all the times Ron had told Fluffy, "Ring-a-ding," when he was receiving a phone call, he'd connected that phrase to the phone for Fluffy. And when Ron spoke those words in his desperate time of need, the brilliant cat brought him his phone so he could call for help just in time. "I relive it a million times," the 84-year-old says. "What if he wouldn't have been in there with me? I'd be dead today." Thanks to his pet's actions, Ron has only a few minor bumps and bruises after the fall, and the two have an even closer bond than before. "He's my hero, and he always will be," Ron said. "He'll never be away from me until the day I die." God gave Ron Williams just the cat he would need to one day save his life. This furry hero is nothing short of a miracle.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.